I actually got out of bed to post this, as I'm bursting with righteous fury right now, and I don't want anyone getting the jump on me. This has killed the game for me, completely. I want absolutely nothing to do with it anymore. I'm not checking any more updates, and I'm deliberately going to go out of my way to avoid it at E3. I don't care if they turn around and make the entire cast of the first Donkey Kong Country playable. They've screwed up in the worst possible way, and the potential problems this is going to produce with the end roster are obvious and massive. Here's the thing. Potentially, these assist trophies can be the coolest thing to ever happen to the franchise. Fill them with minor characters, retro characters, and characters who obviously never had a chance in hell of being playable but are still popular. Waluigi, anyone? Hell, Ditzy would have worked great for this. And you have an absolutely awesome item, possibly the best in the entire series conceptually. Then they went and put Samurai Goro as a trophy. For those who are questioning why this has me so angry, a little background. Samurai Goro is one of the first four characters from the F-Zero series, all the way back to the original game. He's Captain Falcon's oldest and most reoccurring rival, he's appeared in every F-Zero game Falcon has, and he's had more exposure than just about every other F-Zero character besides Falcon. In other words, he was the absolute best choice for a new playable F-Zero character, bar none. And now that can't happen, because he's been reduced to coming out of a glorified Pokeball. Are we going to even get another playable F-Zero character now? Unlikely. Now let me ask you something. If they could do that to a massively important character to a franchise, as much a shoe-in as a roster slide as anyone, what do you think they're going to do to our little Monkey vs. Crocodile franchise? This has literally ruined the game as far as the actual character content is concerned. As a result of Goro, pretty much any character is up for grabs with this. Playable Ridley? Nah, all those fanboys were right. He's too big anyway. Diddy? Kate Rule? Nonsense, they'd both be DK clones. Let's just reduce them to one or two moves and save us even more development time. Hell, let's make all the clones from Melee as trophies. And let's throw in every worthwhile new Nintendo character we can think of while we're at it. We don't need to use them as much as they're that way. As for new, we'll actually be playable with all our potential new characters relegated to item duty. We'll just use, that's right, third-party characters. Masahiro Sakurai, fuck you.